Hello, welcome to Newspox. It is Monday, the 16th of April, 2007.
What's the news?
House prices have risen again by £8,000 every second.
It's getting ridiculous.
I think I'd rather rent, to be honest.
I think that's the way forward, and wait for the market to, the bottom to fall off it.
Wait for my arse to fall out.
And then sell your prolapsed arse. And get
for a profit in my house at 1p. Should we stop by now?
Yeah. Big news over the weekend was Prince William and Kate Middleton have split up.
Yeah.
Everyone's going, oh, I wonder why. It's like, well, it's not really any of your business, but probably it's because she kept getting hassled by the papers. They live in different countries, sort of. I mean, he's in the army. She didn't see him that often. And both quite young. They met at university. Are you still going out with someone that you met at university?
No.
Neither am I, no.
Oh.
So, you know, it's not that common.
No, it's not. I think she can do better.
Yeah.
She can do better than the King of England. Who was better than going out with the King?
Yeah, Prime Minister. They have some actual power.
Yeah. And actually, I reckon Gordon Brown might be her type.
Mm.
Powerful.
Interesting. Well, Gordon Brown said, yeah, come on then. I'm ready for it. Come and get me. He's taking on all comers. He said, you want to be the leader of the Labour Party? Come on then, trot. Beat me if you can.
Yeah.
They're all going to wrestle for it.
I mean, certainly Clark's got no hope in hell with those ears and that terrible kind of beardy look he's got. You know, the kind of...
Do you know,
horrible stubble.
I've been rereading the old newsboxes today for our book.
For our book that will be published
shortly.
In the next few days.
And that's a very similar thing you said about Charles Clarke almost exactly a year ago, with his stupid ears, saying that you should run a cotton bud round them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's
true. You're furious about
it. It's true. He's too pig ugly to be Prime Minister.
John Reid is just too... He's too terse, I think. Everyone thinks Gordon Brown's stern.
Yeah.
Look at the state of John Reid. He's furious.
What a miserable fucker. And too old as well. At least Brown's still got...
Millipede, you know. He's got the cold dead eyes of a killer shark. But he's young. But I don't think he's got it in him yet. So I think he could be, after Brown, could be a leader.
Oh, there'd be some new young thing that'll pop up. You never know. Could be us. Des Brown, do you think he will get sack or not sack?
I think he will get not sack.
Do you think he should get the sack?
No, I think ultimately it comes down to it's not that important. There's more important things to worry about, like why two helicopters crashed into each other today and killed all the people on them. There are helicopters in Iraq.
Did that happen?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Perhaps, yeah, that's more important than some people doing interviews with the Sun. I don't know.
Hmm. Homeowners could save £200 a year by being dead.
I'd say worth considering.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, if you're dead, you've got very few bills, your mobile phone bill, you could probably just finish
that. Get a landline either.
You know, you're kind of... There will continue to be a carbon footprint as you, rot, but you will also be fertiliser. And instead of having a funeral, you're allowed to be recycled now in the blue boxes in Hackney.
Oh. Yeah, actually, I was listening to Gardener's Question Time the weekend, and they were talking about... It's just weird, I randomly remembered this morning. They were discussing composting. You know, and one of the panel were asked, what's the best thing you've ever composted? And one of the women said, oh, a lovely silk shirt from Marks & Spencer's. It's got natural fibres, so it got worn out, it got a hole in it, so I put that in the compost heap, went down lovely. And this bloke went, yeah, I was driving along and in my Jeep and I realised that there was a dead deer by the side of the road, so I picked it up, took it home, put it on my compost heap. Year later, it all disappeared. And you just go, what sort of crazy-ass man goes, oh, brilliant, a dead deer. I'll take that home and stick it on a compost heap. I'll stop, pick it up, put it on the back of my car.
I mean, I can understand you taking it home and thinking, you touch it, you think it's dead, but it's still warm. I'll cook it.
Yeah.
But I mean, not take it home just so you can watch it rot slowly.
Yeah, and some worms can eat it.
I suppose it's, you know, if, it depends on your garden. If I'm imagining somebody with a dead deer sat at the end of their backyard.
I imagine he must have a pretty big compost.
If you've got a big thing, then it's probably quite good. It must have been heavy.
Oh, I think he was probably a rough, tough gardener. Gareth Gates isn't number one. He's actually number 14.
Yeah, and he shouldn't be shocked about it.
Not that good a song.
He should be pleased. It's just not. It's simply not good enough.
It's not trying hard enough.
And you know, people. Why should he expect to be number one when it's shit?
I don't think he's expected to. I think the papers just go, "Oh, he's a failure because he's not number one." But maybe Gareth Gates doesn't see it like that.
Number 14, for one, is more than he possibly deserves. Furious about that.
Have I meant to the rubbish tip? Or were you going to do that story? He went to the rubbish tip, disappeared. He's 80, so quite upsetting for everybody. And he turned up 170 miles away in Cornwall. He got lost. Quite badly lost.
Mm.
He was gone for 2 days.
I think there's more to that story than meets the eye.
Do you reckon he's got a fancy woman down there in a caravan?
Yeah, and he's just, you know, pretending to be dumb. Soldiers, British soldiers in Iraq, have been told to make dangerous trips to Pizza Express.
Well, it's stupid, but they do delivery, so, well, not Pizza Express, they get delivery from Domino's or Pizza Hut.
I mean, I don't, you know, I'm sure there's worse things that they've been asked to do out there than go and buy some pizza for dinner. I don't see why that's something to complain about. Get a grip.
Kate Middleton's treacherous friends, they're going to. They're all phoning Max Clifford, saying, "Come on, then I'll tell them this. I'll tell them a few things."
Mm-hmm.
She's being very dignified about it. She's good like that.
Yeah, well, she needs to be, because if you know she's going to win him back, just take her rightful place as queen. She, you know, now is not the time.
So, do you think that he dumped her?
I don't know. I've not really heard anything about
it. No, it's not, I mean, some people are saying a mutual thing. A lot of people are saying he dumped her by text, which is appalling behaviour.
I don't believe that.
No, I don't think anyone would do that.
I think William's got more about him than that.
Certainly. You wouldn't go out with someone for 4 years and then dump them by text. Harsh.
You would if you were Phil Collins.
Yeah, and they'd invented mobile phones.
Yeah. You'd do it by carrier pigeon. Get your boyfriend's knob circumcised. That way, you're less likely to catch AIDS from him.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it just like all in the smeg then, is it?
It's 60% more effective at having, you know, circumcised knob is a cleaner knob.
But it's not dirt.
And it's less like, I think it's less likely to rip.
The
knob is less likely to get damaged.
Is it not more relevant for gays?
Well, people. It doesn't say anything about that here. It just says it's better to be circumcised. What's your experience of this?
I haven't got any, but I've got a good story to tell you later.
Oh, okay.
It's not a thing to do with me. It's just something funny. Oh, okay. It's not even that. It's not about anyone you know, but it amused me. Traditional table manners have been forsaken in favour of modern ideas and good behaviour studies found. 8% of people think that if you're eating everything on your plate, only 8% everything on your plate is important. More people think it's important to be size zero. 9 in 10 say switching off iPods or games at the table is vital. I mean, what are the other 1 in 10 thinking? I'd much rather sit with someone going and not talking to them than.
Oh, people do though, don't they?
Oh, I can bear that. I'd rather they went sat in a different room.
I'd rather they dropped bed, frankly. Woolworths had already designed a full range of wedding memorabilia for Kate and William.
Idiots.
It's a bit of a waste of money. That'd be quite funny if they just
did it anyway.
Sold it anyway, yeah. That'd be a bit of a collector's item.
Hoodies are now stab-proof. They're making them for scared teenagers. They're Kevlar lined, same stuff that they make body armour in Iraq out of. And you can get a hoodie now, £65, so you don't get stabbed. Which is ridiculous. Well, it's just terrifying.
Mm.
Imagine if someone had told you that when you were a child and you were growing up. If you were 11, the guy who's modelling this is 11. So say when you're 11, someone said to you, in the future, you'll have to wear stab-proof clothes if you live in London. stab your hoodies just in case someone just randomly stabs you. It'd be horrible, wouldn't it?
I never had to deal with that. Somebody smeared shit on my coat once, but it's different.
You can't get a shitproof coat either.
No, there's no protection from that sort of thing. I know who it was as well. Bloody Lisa Waywell.
I hate her.
She had a face like a hog, and she knew it. She
was. Trog. Put her on the list of trogs.
Sovereign rings on it, almost every finger. Thick as pig.
Trog list. It was hot at the weekend. Hotter than Beirut.
It was.
Zina's got tan lines on her chest area. I have sitting.
Do you have any space at home for 5 small children?
Absolutely not.
No, me either. If any of you do,
you'd have to have a look. They're all brothers and sisters. Their parents were very busy. I mean, two of them are twins, but still, they've managed to breed 5 children in 6 years.
Yeah, that's quite busy.
They want to be kept together, which is a commendable thing. But wow, who suddenly goes, yeah, I'll take 5 on at once.
Actually, Claire's mum tried to do that a few years ago. Tried to.
Family. But it didn't work out.
No, nobody would take them on. They're, you know, Claire, Joanna and Lucy. They're all adults and.
Women put men in the shade when it comes to ogling or ogling, depending on how you'd like to say it. Someone's done very important research where men and women were given some sexy photographs to look at, and they used eye tracking technology to work out what people were looking at. Men spent longer looking at the face, whereas women spent ages looking at cocks.
Talking of that,
cocks are more interesting to look at. I mean, if you look at a fanny on a I would imagine they're not really porno pictures, so all you're going to see is a bit of fluff.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you can look at cock and think nice or repulsive.
Yeah, it's more definitive, isn't it? Mm.
Dr. Spock.
Yeah, watch out, Spocky.
Watch out from who he sat next to. He's aged very well, though, hasn't he?
He has, and that's why Heather Mills is going to get off with him and try and steal all his Star Trek dollars.
She certainly made a very good attempt.
For those any geeks listening, we were discussing the Klingon language yesterday. If you can explain to us why it exists
and how many different words there are.
And so what it looks like.
Like a sign language, there's only 6,000 words, but it works very nicely.
Mm. We could look it up on the internet ourselves, but we can't be bothered to just write in and tell us.
Yeah.
We don't want it on our records. Imagine that. Google watching everything we look at, and they found out that we've been looking at the Klingon language. Embarrassing. Gordon Brown and George Bush, they've been having a little chat this weekend, a little one-on-one. Getting on very well, I reckon, so far.
Who's the giver, who's the taker? Is Bush a sponge?
Yeah.
Thought so. I can imagine. I can't imagine Brown taking it. Can you?
It's all the sponges made
Blair?
Him stupid.
Blair would. He'd love it up there. It's a new kind of exercise that I like to build up very
easy?
Much. Yes, it's called a flexi bone. You just shake it. It's like doing Pilates, apparently.
Brilliant.
Also, there's a hula hoop that's got wheels and water on it, and it gives you a kind of massage and something, and it's not round. Try it.
It doesn't sound much like a hula hoop to me.
It is a hula hoop.
Oh, that it's not round, it's got wheels and water on it.
We've been sent a new brand to test out.
Right.
But I'm not sure whether we should or not, because it's a morning after pill. Levenel has sent it to us. You take one pill, and it's a kind of emergency contraception. So we'll just leave it in the office, and if we'll test it out if it comes up.
Okay.
But we can't, I'm afraid, Levenel, we can't test this out immediately for you. So I don't want to put myself in that position.
A YouTube clip showing satanic practices has given a teenager panic attacks. It was 2 minutes long, and he watched this video of devil worshippers, and now he's having panic attacks. And he's going, why were you looking up a clip of devil worshippers in the first place, if you're that sensitive? And when it came on, why did you sit and watch it for 2 minutes instead of just stopping it and perhaps going and looking at a clip of some puppies or a parrot that can talk or one of the other many good things on YouTube that you can look up. Mm-hmm. Tony Blair and Catherine Tate.
There's a new stool, and I don't mean one that's come out of my arse. It's a stool that has grown naturally, and a man makes them by twisting the things round the shape of a stool, and the tree naturally grows in the shape of a stool. It doesn't look that exciting, it looks like a...
Yeah, but it's like beautiful and natural, man.
It's like a stool, really. But very good. If you're interested, go to www.grownfurniture.co.uk. He reckons he can make a chair in 8 years, but he's 71, so he might be dead before your order comes through. Mm. So I'd watch out for that.
Your own.
Unless he's got a son that's interested in keeping the business going.
Oh, hot son.
Yeah.
Madonna's going to get a new baby, possibly, from Malawi. She's gone over there with little David Banda. He's going to meet his dad. So that's all happening.
Good.
The sugar mummies are the new thing. The thing.
Sadie
Frost, Patsy Kensit, Demi Moore, they all date or have married men who are at least 10 years younger than them. And it's inspiring others. I don't know whether this adds up. I might have to do some calculating now. Mm-hmm. 280,000 British women over 45 are looking for a younger man. 5% of single men between, I didn't say how many, 25 and 35 are actively seeking an older lover. So it'd be interesting to see, and we haven't got the full figures, so we can't work out whether those numbers correspond, whether they're all going to match up nicely, or whether there's a lot more lecherous older women around.
But I mean, there's bound to be a mixture of trogs and buttes in there, and that's where the problem is going to arise.
Well, the trogs get out of the trogs, and the buttes get out of the buttes.
But some of the trogs will be trying to get off, perhaps stalking the buttes.
They should know their place, these trogs.
Mm. Well, really? If you're not sure if you're a trog or a butte, send us your picture and we'll tell you, bluntly.
Very bluntly.
If you're a woman aged 30 to 50 who wants to look good, have a career and raise a family, then
and go out with a younger man,
then you're a wow. Women organising the world.
If you're going on holiday, which you are shortly, be careful because the fees are going up on cards and things. So you're better off getting your money exchanged over here first. That's a competitive rate rather than using a Switch card or
they sting you for that.
Yeah, they're going up. It's like, so for NatWest, transaction that used to be 75p is going up to £1.25. That sort of thing's happening. So watch it.
Some new David Hockney paintings at the Tate. Nice. I like this one.
Pretty?
Yeah, it's good. I could live with it. I mean, I don't think I can afford it, to be honest. It's worth £5 million, so you'll have to sell quite a lot of our new book. Do you think we'll be able to...
So what, we'd have to sell 20,000 copies at £500 each, and you could buy David Hockney?
I think it would be
more than
five
that.
Times that.
Oh, okay. Half of young people are suffering from back pain because they're all slouch potatoes. I had some nice potatoes yesterday. Roasted.
Bloody hell.
They're gorgeous.
Oh, I'd love it if someone gave me a roast potato now.
Well, I mean, I haven't got any now. So.
Well.
It's going to happen. Kissing.
Yeah.
Isn't as good as chocolate. This is what a survey's found. There's a new Cadbury's chocolate called Deeply Dark, and they've done some tests.
It's racist for a start. Go on.
12 volunteers. So presumably that meant six couples, and they tested their heart rates, I think it was. The heads and hearts. So they're couples who've been going out with each other for a while, did some snogging, and then they had some chocolate, and they found that they had more of a buzz from the chocolate than from the snogging. It's a bit sad, isn't it?
That's really sad.
I mean, I like chocolate. Not that much.
No, I don't like it that much. This is interesting. They've done a survey how many close friends people say they have. In Yorkshire, people think they have 15 close friends.
Nice.
London, come at the bottom, where people think they've got 5.3.
What do you think counts as a close friend?
Well, this is the thing. I don't know if people... A close friend are people that I would, you know...
Discuss.
Phone up in the middle of the night and go... Ah!
I mean, do Jimmy Savile impression.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people are not that I would ever do that, but people.
I was going to say, you've never done that to me.
I could if it, you know, and they, you know, it would be, all right. And I don't. There's not many, I would say.
I think a close friend is someone you can discuss your finances with and your bowel movements.
Interesting.
Both those things.
I say, heart and bowel movements.
Interesting. Toilets in Japan have been catching fire. This is crazy stuff. They're special toilets, built-in bidets. It's electric bidet accessory within a toilet. They're manufactured between 1996 and 2001, so they've been alright for a while, but now they start catching fire. They have a series. The Z series features a pulsating massage spray, a power dryer, a tornado wash flush to go away to the stubborn stains, and a lid that opens and closes automatically. But it's not sold outside of Japan, and it does set on fire. So
it sounds brilliant. I'd love it. Like, I suppose it's like a colonic, wouldn't it? I mean, a power flush up your ass.
Well, it wouldn't be like a colonic, really. It's not going to massage your stomach and really get to the core of things. But not going to be able to fire that much up.
It'd be quite a nice feeling, I think.
Well, that's a bidet for you, love.
I've never seen a powerful bidet.
Yeah.
Like a, you know...
They're kind of more
like
of a tinkly...
Power hose up your bum.
Well, each to their own.
Basically,
have you got any recommendations for tonight's telly or perhaps some sporting events?
Well, I was having a look at... I was thinking maybe just go down the betting shop, have a bet on who's going to be the new Labour leader.
Got any tips?
Tips? I'd say Gordon Brown, but you won't get good odds on that. So maybe put a couple of quid on an outsider and start a campaign. You know, something like that. Johnny Vegas. He'd be good, wouldn't he? I bet he's a left winger, you know, if push came to shove. And he'd be able to knock Gordon Brown over.
He's going to die soon, though.
So. Who is?
Johnny Vegas.
Why?
I don't know, he just looks like he is.
Aww.
Are we finished, then?
I'm sorry?
Are we finished?
Oh, yeah, watch out for foxes. And if you do have a foreskin, get it lobbed off.
Ow.
You'll have more luck with the ladies that way.
So, thanks for listening, and we will be back tomorrow, and after we've published our book.
Yeah.